The ethics measure by Republican State Senator Joan Huffman would make changes to the Texas Ethics Commission. It provides rulemaking and oversight for state officials like lawmakers, executives, and judges, as well as lobbyists and state agency employees. Attached to Senate Bill 219 were more than 30 amendments, most of them directly unrelated to the ethics bill. Lawmakers often attach these amendments as a last-minute strategy to pass their pet projects that didn't survive on their own.
This particular session, there was supposed to be a big emphasis on transparency and accountability and ethics reform. There were quite a few bills filed. Few of them had a hearing, and even fewer got out of committee, and even fewer got to the floor.
That's State Representative Donna Howard, an Austin Democrat, who also filed amendments. One of them would require lawmakers to disclose their personal financial statements online without their home address. It passed. State Representative Charlie Guerin, a Fort Worth Republican, also filed amendments. One was similar to a Senate bill he sponsored in the House, Senate Bill 346. It would require certain politically active nonprofits to provide the Ethics Commission with a list of all donors who contributed more than $1,000.
Contrary to some of the stuff that you've seen on Twitter and Facebook, it is constitutional for nonprofits to be required to disclose their contributors.
These nonprofits would also be required to disclose expenditures that exceed $25,000. One part of the amendment would require a group spending on a House Speaker's race to disclose the contribution. Republican State Representative Van Taylor of Plano said this would harm their freedom of speech and deter them from donating. Democratic State Representative Mike Villarreal of San Antonio disagreed.
How does that amendment harm their ability to communicate their public position?
For all intents and purposes, Representative Villarreal, it means that 501c3s would not get involved in that.
After about 2 hours of debate, the bill passed tentatively with a vote of 133-14. It still needs final passage before it heads for Governor Perry's desk. Veronica Saragovia, KUT News.